From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. A series of bombs and suicide attacks has targeted mostly Shiites in Baghdad in the northwest of Iraq. At least 50 people have been killed. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports.
American officials in Iraq stress that the frequency of attacks is still only a fraction of the staggering violence that brought Iraq to the verge of sectarian civil war 2 years ago. Bombs in the Shiite slum of Sadr City and suicide attacks in the city of Talafar near Mosul seem to be aimed at stoking ethnic and sectarian disputes. American officials released five Iranians who had been arrested at the Iranian consulate in the Iraqi Kurdish city of Erbil in 2007. Iran says the men are diplomats, but the U.S. maintained they had been aiding violent Shiite militias. President Barack Obama has said that he's open to the idea of better relations with Iran, but U.S. military commanders in Iraq frequently accuse Iran of arming and funding insurgents here. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Baghdad.
A huge bomb exploded in central Afghanistan today. Officials say 25 people were killed, including at least 9 children. The explosives were in a truck parked near a school. The force of the blast sent debris more than a mile away. The explosion occurred in Logar province, south of Kabul, in an area where the Taliban has been active. Hundreds of protesters marched in Tehran today against the Iranian government before being driven off by police. They're challenging the official results showing President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad won the June 12th election in a landslide. The governor of Tehran province is warning that security forces will smash any demonstrations. The French government says a young teacher from Paris imprisoned in Iran for spying has been able to speak with the French ambassador. Eleanor Beardsley reports from Paris.
23-year-old Clotilde Rice's conversation with the French ambassador to Iran is the first contact she's had with the outside world since she was arrested a week ago at Tehran airport while trying to leave the country. Iranian officials accuse the young woman of taking part in opposition protests over the disputed election and of sending emails to friends with photos of the rallies. President Nicolas Sarkozy has dismissed the charges of spying as pure fantasy and called for her immediate release. Tehran has accused the U.S. and European Union of fomenting unrest. Rice is among a group of foreign nationals caught in the middle. Others detained include a British and Canadian journalist and a correspondent for Newsweek magazine. Rice's friends say she is not political and had gone to Iran to teach French because she is fascinated with the Iranian language and culture. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
The leaders of the world's richest nations continue their summit in Italy. Today, they're to discuss global warming and international trade. On Wall Street at this hour, the market is mixed. The Dow is down 8 points at 8170, but the Nasdaq is up 5.5 points at 1752. The S&P is up 3. This is NPR News. South Korea came under more cyber attacks today. Officials say 7 sites are being inundated by internet traffic. Some sites in South Korea are still inaccessible after similar attacks over the weekend, in which many computers try to connect to a specific site at the same time, overwhelming the site's server. Government sites in the U.S. were also affected. The city of Los Angeles says it spent more than $1 million in overtime pay for the 4,000 police officers who provided security at this week's memorial service for Michael Jackson. Steve Julian of member station KPCC reports.
Police officials thought 250,000 people would fill the streets of downtown Los Angeles Tuesday. But after fans with tickets went inside for the memorial service, and only about 1,000 fans crowded against police barricades, a quarter of the officers went home. But all of the officers were paid overtime, a bill that totaled nearly $1.5 million. The city of L.A. faces a $500 million deficit, so Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa approved a website where Michael Jackson fans could help pay for the officers through tax-deductible donations. But so far, only about $20,000 has come in. L.A.'s city attorney is now investigating whether he can force third parties, like the owner of Staples Center, to pay for the police services. For NPR News, I'm Steve Julian in Los Angeles.
The Labor Department reports that the number of people seeking jobless benefits fell sharply last week to 565,000, down 52,000. But a department analyst said the drop is mostly due to technical factors. The continued claims of people still jobless after an initial week of benefits rose to 6.88 million, a record high. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.